uniforms, which are these camouflage uniforms, which are obviously something that's been encouraged, I think, by the you know, by the schools and everything to wear these, and that might have a lot to do with it. There is also the idea that they've probably seen some violent programming or things like that, and all of that put together, I think, makes a bad. I'm very nervous. So
you're doing fine, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming on the air with me, okay? But you got to understand something. It's a when you say the media reported the story and the gun ownership is not the problem and all of these things. Don't you think that these arguments we've heard before? Don't you think?
No, I don't. Every time we go down the gun ownership road.
No, but we need to go down the gun ownership road because once again, this is a gun in the hands of a kid, and some people got killed.
But the guns were procured. Maybe in the wrong way. Maybe from a, from someone who didn't get a proper background check, and that's what I'm trying to say about this. It's not anything that I think you can blame gun ownership on right away. And I don't know. That's my 2 cents worth.
All right. Well, stay on the line here. We'll get a few other opinions. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County, 521-KFI in LA County, Eagle Rock on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Yeah, I believe that the situation in Arkansas, that we just need to educate our children a little bit better and let them understand that when somebody makes a statement like they're gonna kill somebody or they're gonna come back to the school and they're gonna kill somebody, that they need to let these children understand that when they hear statements like that, they need to get it to the proper authorities, you know, like our teacher or have the teacher to take it to a superintendent or somebody and let them know that this child made that statement, because we're living in an age where yeah, children are killing children, and it happens more than people think.
Are you a gun owner, sir?
No, sir.
You're not?
No, sir. I do not allow my children to even be around guns.
I think if we had more of a responsible background check on these kids, they might not have got the weapons in their hands.
Yes, sir.
In that area.
That's right.
In that area, but. I don't like to see the media go down that road of a gun ownership deal.
That's right.
Well, I don't think any. I mean, I'm not going down that road, but don't you think it's a viable argument? Don't you think it's an argument that can be made?
I don't think so. When you look at the violent programs on TV and everything like that, those are the things I think would do it.
Yeah, but even if somebody would have said something, maybe it could have been avoided, maybe not, who knows, but still, you let somebody know, and if they don't take it serious enough, and then, it happens, and it's unfortunate that it does.
Don't you think these children should have got better training, or something like that?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. For them, 11 and 13 year old have the ammunition that they had. Apparently, I'm just gonna say their father apparently taught them well as far as how to operate those type of weapons.
Also, and maybe it's the school's fault. Maybe the kids should have. If they encourage these kids to wear uniforms, and these kids come to school wearing uniforms.
Well,
a lot of the public schools are doing that.
Right, right. Well,
also, the idea that there's a possibility there should have been bulletproof vests on hand for the other kids in the school too.
Well, that's
I don't know. I mean, that means you're gonna turn your school into an armory.
Well, I think that if there had been proper training of these kids, it wouldn't have happened.
All right, thank you for your call. We got on the line here a gentleman from Hawthorne here who was a gun owner, and you don't want us to go down that gun ownership road. Here is Gardena on KFIM 640. Hello. Yes.
I just was calling to respond to this guy who was putting the blame on the media as opposed to guns. I'm a little surprised to hear some sort of an attitude that 11-year-olds are allowed to get background checks to get a gun.
Well, I'm wondering what the process was and how these kids procured these weapons if there was not a proper background check done on them.
Yeah, but an 11-year-old child can walk into a store and say, I'd like to buy a gun, and they'll do a background check?
Well, there is.
Kids can't even buy cigarettes and liquor until they're 18 and 21 years old. An 11-year-old child, you're saying, can just walk in
No, I'm saying,
and clear the background check and
no,
buy a gun?
I'm saying saying that there should have been a proper background check, and I'm betting that there was not.
Forget the background check. 11-year-old kids cannot buy a gun.
That's not true. And I will tell you that in order for a kid to get a gun, he should be properly trained, which I don't think was there. There should have been a background check, which I don't think was there. And I think the wearing of camouflage pants was encouraging the children to be in a uniform.
There is no reason that an 11-year-old child should have a gun.
We don't know. This is Arkansas, which is a very rural area.
There is no reason why an 11-year-old child should have a gun. There is no reason why an 11-year-old child should have a gun.
And also the media reporting this, I think, has been a big, big problem.
The media is bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, what is it, the media reporting it?
My wife and son were very upset when I got home tonight because the news had been filled with this information, and I'm asking myself, why is this?
Well, of course, we're all upset.
I've got a 12-year-old son. If he picks up a gun tomorrow and goes out and decides to do the same thing,
he should not have access to a gun.
But the idea that he would be influenced by something like this is what I'm trying to... Also, the school's fault. There are a lot of things involved in this.
So if these guns were not so accessible, there would not be this problem.
You're going
backwards here. It's the guns that caused the death of these poor kids caused the necessity to report this to once again turn to tighter gun laws.
But if there had been a proper background check.
An 11-year-old should not buy a gun. There's no reason that an 11-year-old should be playing with anything except a stuffed animal.
There had been proper fencing around that school.
So what are you saying? You're saying it's the school's fault?
I'm saying it's a background check, proper fencing around the school as well.
All right, thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. I'm not sitting here saying that you can't own guns. I hope you understand that.
No, I know that, sir, but I also know that this is a road that the media likes to go down, and I'm trying to put up a detour there.
All right, from gun control, right?
From gun control.
All right, here is a UKIPE on KFI M640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. I wanted to tell you something. I grew up in the 30s with three brothers and my sister and I on a hunting and fishing lodge in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Where is that, ma'am?
In Hayward, Wisconsin.
Whereabouts is that?
Well, it's up the northern part of Wisconsin. It was
that's
a fishing
hunting,
and hunting resort,
that's,
all woods.
There's a lot of hunting that goes on in northern Wisconsin.
Yes.
Right. I live in Minnesota.
Okay.
I
shot my first deer at 11.
I didn't hear what she said.
I said I shot my first deer when I was 11. Never, ever did any of my brothers or my sister or I ever touch a gun unless we were with our father out in the woods to hunt.
So so this is a lady who at 11 had access to a weapon. There was nothing wrong with that.
No, but I'm saying that these kids that are doing these killings have no idea. We were taught, in my family, we were taught about death and life.
But you agree then that 11-year-olds, there's no problem with them having guns.
I didn't say that. I
said you had a gun.
The way I was raised, we ate what we killed.
What did you kill?
Deer and rabbits.
What else?
And we fished. We had a hunting and fishing resort.
But she didn't shoot fish.
No.
I fly casted for muskies. But I mean, we ate what we killed.
I didn't understand that at all.
Fly fishing for muskie.
I said casting.
Yeah. All right. So you were, but you'd fly fishing, correct?
Or just no. Fly fishing is for trout.
Okay. For muskies?
We cast with plugs.
You said you.
No, but
for
really. No. We ate what we killed. And that was the whole purpose. We did not kill.
Well, you're not suggesting that these boys in Arkansas.
No. You know what? Those boys in Arkansas, they're gangs. Those kids that did that, I mean, do you want to know something? Three of the five children in my family were valedictorians in school.
What was his name?
I said three of the five children in my family were valedictorians in high school.
Your brother was valedictorian?
I said three of them.
But you said your brother's name was Val?
Oh, come off it. No, I didn't say that. There was Don, Paul, and Dick. And they were all valedictorians.
Ringo?
Okay. So we were not, you know, backward people without an education.
Right.
But we lived on the earth.
What was your sister's name?
My sister's name was Dorothy.
Was one of them named Val?
No. I said Val Victorian.
Uh-huh. What part of the country are you from?
Hayward, Wisconsin.
All right. Your family drove a Ford Crown Victoria?
No. No, we... In fact, you want to know something? We had...
He was a darn tall dick.
Why are you doing this?
All right, so anyway, the lady is talking about how she had guns.
Well, I know, I understand that, but at 11, I think that's a little too young.
No, what I'm saying is, you're talking about two different things.
Well, you said that it's good for kids to have guns at 11, and I say the same thing. And I say
I did not say it was good for children to have indiscriminate access to guns. We would never touch one of the guns in our house.
Did they do a background check on you before you got your guns?
Of course.
All right.
We had with the sheriff that his
I didn't know that they
Johnny
did that
Marlin.
For 11-year-old kids.
Absolutely. That lady is that's proof positive right there.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much for that bit of information there from the American Midwest. Palm Springs on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
First time caller here. I got a comment.
Well, do it.
This guy, the NRA guy, don't know beans, man. If he's a 20-year member...
I don't know beans. I've got my opinion.
Well, everybody's entitled to an opinion.
Right.
But what you're doing is you're making the NRA look bad.
I'm telling you right now,
you can talk over me if you want. I've been a member, a lifetime member for 33 years of the NRA.
I've been a lifetime member for 20 years.
I own my own gun store.
And I own my own gun store.
I have an FFL license.
I've got an FFL license.
I personally don't know how much background check you could do on an 11-year-old kid. And
maybe what you should do in your gun store is look into that.
You know, I run a pretty successful gun store, and I don't need your advice on what I should do.
It sounds to me like you ought to, because you asked the question. You don't know if you can do it. I suggest you do.
Why would I have the opportunity to run a background check on a kid that's not even allowed in my store if he's not escorted by his parents?
Why do you sell these kids guns in the first place?
I do not sell guns to minors.
Because if you're a lifetime member for 33 years, you should be 33 years old.
Who should be?
You should, because that was my first tip-off.
I'm 62 years old, okay?
Hardly a lifetime membership.
Pardon?
I said that's hardly a lifetime membership.
Well, I'm not dead yet, so it's still good for what I've got left of my life. Like the guy.
All right, get off of that, okay?
Well, he said he was a lifetime member.
I understand. He meant lifetime in his adult lifetime.
All I can tell you is I've been handling firearms since I was in my early teens.
There you go. That's just like these kids today.
No, don't say, there you go.
Why can't they get a background check going on these kids? Some of the TV shows that they watch.
You have no reason to do a background check on somebody that is not eligible to buy a gun.
I got some people in Arkansas that would disagree with you.
Well, let's put it this way. Maybe the people in Arkansas, and I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, sure not.
Backwards.
Oh, I see. Well, they may be, but that's why I say background checks on these kids would help.
Nah.
You see, you keep coming back to the same conclusion.
You could background check until you turn blue in the face. These kids had this on their mind. They got the guns, and they did what they did.
And I can tell you that if
and
they, if
in my opinion, it's got nothing to do with the NRA or gun control or firearm safety.
I totally agree.
They could have graduated from the School of Firearms.
I totally agree.
And it would not have stopped them from doing what they did. Now, that's all I got to say.
If you find a felony come up on their arrest record, that's something else. And how about the other program I mentioned, Beretta? Now, there is a program, Phil, that was named after a gun and is quite obviously one of a very popular series of programs among young people that might have had that influence.
All right, here is Redlands on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to, maybe I'm not hearing right, but it sounds like this guy is suggesting that it's okay for an 11-year-old to walk in and buy a firearm and they should do a background check on him and walk out of the door with a gun.
Only with a proper
and furthermore, I think that's completely absurd. And to even suggest that killing three or four people on a playground and injuring several others might have been a hunting accident, I think is completely absurd.
If you know the area, then you might know what I'm talking about, but apparently you don't. This is a rural area. There's a lot of hunting that goes on in that area. There are people who do hunt in camouflage for obvious reasons.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they are required to wear vests to identify.
Right, and you suggest that taking 10 or 12 shots into a crowd of children is an accident?
I'm saying that these were very young people that might not have been familiar with the weapons they were using. They might have been stalking some game. And yes, there might have been a very terrible series of events that led to the mistaken death of these kids, when in fact they might have been hunting deer, wild boar, moose, whatever is indigenous to that area.
That's absurd.
A hunting accident.
I can't believe that you can actually believe that.
I'm saying that it's a possibility. Maybe they thought the deer ran into that area. Ran into
a crowd of kids, so they kept shooting at the deer?
I'm saying is...
What are you saying? The deer ran onto a playground?
I'm saying that that there's a possibility that the deer was spooked, scared, and might have run into the school for some protection.
It sounds to me like you're trying to use any sort of absurd argument you can to justify an 11-year-old having a gun.
No, I do not.
And I just pray that you don't have an 11-year-old or any kids, and I pray that you don't sell guns.
Well, I do have all of those things. I sell guns, and I have an 11-year-old boy.
Well, I fear for you in this world.
And he learns very well from me what to do with a weapon, and he's had a full background check. And that's what I'm agreeing with you on. I think they should.
You background checked your own kid.
You're okay sending your 11-year-old off by himself to go hunting, and you think he could do that responsibly?
He's had a full background check.
I'm not asking about the background check. I'm saying, do you trust your 11-year-old to go off with a gun and be responsible with it?
After a background check, yes.
No, I'm asking about your 11-year-old.
Why did you have a background check run on your son?
To see what there was on his record.
No, I'm asking you, do you trust your son to walk off into the woods with a gun and act responsibly?
Can I ask you a question?
And I want you to answer mine first.
All right. Did my son have a background check?
I don't know about your son. I'm asking you if you trust him to walk off by himself with a gun.
After having a background check, yes.
So now that he's had a background check, you'll hand him a gun and let him walk off and go hunting?
After he's had a background check.
And you trust him to be responsible?
With a background check.
You said that he had a background check.
Right.
Now I'm confirming that you think it's okay for him to walk into the woods with a gun and you trust him.
With a background check.
Why can't you just answer the guy's statement?
Well, it's obvious what he's doing, Phil. And I will not, I answer the question the way he wants me to answer it. I'm qualifying my answer. I think I'm entitled.
Okay, assuming that your son has had a background check, then you would feel responsible handing him a gun and letting him go off by himself.
He had a background check.
I understand that. And you're saying...
All right, I don't think you're going to get any more out of the guy. All right, we do know that your son owns a gun, right?
With a background check.
Oh, come on! Is it your gun or is it his gun?
I can tell you, Phil, that my son has a clean record with the police, has never involved himself in anything.
So he has a gun, so he goes hunting, I think is what this gentleman's trying to find out. True?
He has those things, yes.
He has a background.
Okay, check. There we go. All right, thanks for calling. 1-800-521-KFI, Orange County, 521-KFI, LA County, Nevada on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Larry. I'm a truck driver, and I've been listening to you for the last 100 miles and getting madder by every white line I went down.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Larry?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just wanted to agree with that 33-year life member guy You know, there's not a gun store in this country that'll let a kid that young walk in and buy a gun.
Not without a background check.
No, they're not going to let him buy a gun. They're not even going to bother with a background check.
They need to have a background check, and that's what I'm saying on these kids.
It has not been established at all where these kids got these guns, and more than likely they got them from their dad. But I was listening to the news on the break there, and just a short distance away, they found a van with other guns and ammunition in it, too. I said, these kids, they were no more out hunting than anything.
That NRA guy proved how lazy he was. He didn't do background checks.
On kids, you're saying?
Yeah, obviously, he said he didn't do background
checks. Right. But the reason I called in is because, you know, I think somebody needs to do a background check on you, because I tell you, you sound to me like you're a very dangerous person.
No, sir, no, sir.
And I think that your call is very ingenuous. And like the other man said, you're making gun owners sound like a bunch of people that would, it should be on a Jerry Springer show.
No, sir. Would a gun owner and a member of the NRA advocate background checks?
For adults that want to buy a gun. But there is no responsible gun seller who is going to sell a gun. Would you sell a gun to an 11-year-old even if you ran a background check on him without his parent being there?
Why wouldn't I want to?
Well,
if he had a proper background check. I'll tell you that I've been a gun owner for a lot of years. I enjoy guns immensely. I spend a great deal of time with them. I know every inch of every bit of barrel and every gun that I've got.
Right. I agree with you. The anti-gun people are going to use this against us. They're going to try to use this to tighten up on the controls.
But we're talking about these TV shows these kids watch.
I think that there is too much violence on TV shows where the kids anymore, they don't know what is real. They don't. They see thousands of murders every year on TV.
Did you see that program, Incredible Hulk?
Right.
Did you see that program, Incredible Hulk?
I've seen that show, but like those other shows you were talking about, those things are so old and they're so nonviolent compared to the crap that's on TV now that they're totally irrelevant. And that's what a lot of your argument is totally irrelevant. That woman what her sister's name was. That makes no sense at all. It makes no difference.
What kind of chew do you use?
I don't do no chew.
You don't do chew?
No, I do Wrigley's chewing gum. That's about it.
That's where I catch you. That's where I trip you up.
Here we go again. That's what I'm saying. Mr. Henry, if you want to have a show with some intelligent people on it, then you need to get this fool off here because he's acting like an assistant moderator, and he's doing is bringing down the quality of this discussion.
Well, what I'm trying to do is...
your other callers have been trying to tell you.
No, sir, I'm a gun owner who believes...
Well, I think you're a dangerous gun owner.
It's possible that they were out doing squirrel hunting or whatever, and the kids got in the way.
The kids should have been in school. They should not have been out in the woods, no matter what they were doing. They should not have been out there with a van loaded with other guns and ammunition sitting out there, and they did not just accidentally. Somebody purposely pulled the fire handle to get these people to come out into the schoolyard in formation. They marched out there, and these kids premeditatedly stalked them and shot them down. But this other crap about buying guns and doing background checks, when it comes out, we're going to find out the gun belonged to his dad or they stole the guns from somebody else. These kids did not buy a gun in a gun store.
Well, they should have.
Well, that's what I said. Mr. Henry, if you want to keep, I'm going to have to go back out to my truck and turn my radio off because I can't stand to listen to this fool anymore.
Are you in a truck stop right now?
I'm in a truck stop right now in Carlin, Nevada.
How's the food?
I don't eat truck stop food.
Good for
not,
you.
Not in this place, anyway.
What kind of weapons do you own?
I've got all kinds of weapons. I've got 9mm. I've got a 40 caliber Beretta automatic. I've got a 264 Magnum. I've got a Mossberg 12 gauge.
You got one of those knives from Rambo?
Yeah, see, totally irrelevant again.
You got one of those?
No, and you don't need to know my sister's name either.
I do know.
I'll talk to you later. It's been nice talking. Yeah, but this is the first time I've ever called a radio show, but I just couldn't stand ignorance.
Coffee sometime, that's all.
No, I don't think I wouldn't want to meet you at the sunshine, let alone after dark. You're a dangerous person.
We can meet in Bakersfield for a cup of coffee.
I don't think so.
And I'd talk a little bit about this situation. Here
okay, it's been nice talking. I've said what I wanted to say. And
have you ever watched that show, Wagon Train?
You need to hang up on this fool.
Rawhide.
I don't know what these programs have to do with anything.
Well, these are the kind of violent shows I'm talking about that what caused these kids to do what they did today.
This guy is in some kind of a
Rawhide?
Back here talking Starsky and Hutch Judge Hardcastle and them, they got to be watching that TV Land reruns.
No, those are the shows that kids are watching today that make them go out and shoot up things. And that the other deal with that Fantasy Island. And what I'm trying to say is...
Uh-huh. Oh, not Fantasy Island.
Well, thank you, Mr. Henry, for listening to me.
And take those shows off the air. Long live responsible gun owners.
People carrying guns on boats. We wouldn't have the problems that we've got today. So your answer is yes,
and you would sell my 6.5-year-old daughter a gun.
Well, do you think your 6.5-year-old daughter should have a gun?
Absolutely not.
Well, then why is she walking into my store to buy one?
You're telling me you don't need parents' consent. Any kid would walk into your store with a background check, you would sell them a gun without a parent. Yeah, I heard you say that.
I simply asked you why your 6-year-old daughter's walking into my store to get a gun.
It's a hypothetical.
I don't understand what you mean.
My daughter didn't ask my permission.
How would your 6-year-old daughter walk all the way to my store with enough money to buy a gun?
Because
I have to assume that you want her to have it.
Absolutely not.
Well, then how is a 6-year-old child getting down to my store?
How would an 11-year-old?
I have to assume that you want him to have it.
But you can't assume on a minor.
They're not old enough, not a legal adult.
They can't make those decisions.
Is this your son?
That's why the law is you have to be 18 years old to make legal decisions.
Is this your child you're talking about?
No, my child would never do that.
Well, then what are you worried about?
I'm telling you a hypothetical. You're telling me you would sell a child a gun as long as they had this damn background check you keep bringing up.
I have to tell you that if a child walked into my store with money to buy a gun, I have to assume the parents want that child to have that gun. Otherwise, how did that child get into my store?
Okay, so let's say I wanted my 5-year-old or my 6-year-old to have a gun. You'd sell them a gun?
If the background check came up clean.
Well, what kind of 5-year-old would have anything on their background? Come on, get real.
I don't know whether you read the newspaper. You're a crackpot, man. I don't know whether you read the
newspaper.
You're
a crackpot. You would actually sell a 6-year-old a gun? You're crazy, man.
Well, you shouldn't be allowed to be walking the street. How is it a 6-year-old walks into a gun store to buy a gun? Can you tell me how that happens?
You're a nutcase.
Yeah, you can't tell me how that happens.
You're telling me you would sell an 11-year-old gun. How is it that
11-year-old will walk into my store and buy a gun? How does that
happen? They have two legs. 11-year-olds get into trouble without their parents' consent.
Where'd they get the money?
You've never heard of an 11-year-old getting into mischief? If they heard about you, this crackpot like yourself having a store that would sell guns, you don't think that would spread around? The kids would talk to each other, hey, go to this retard's store here, he'll sell you a gun.
I have to assume it's a background check.
All you got to do is have a clean record. You're a maniac. I can't believe you're walking the streets.
Background check comes up clean. There's no reason why I shouldn't sell it.
Well, what kind of 5 or 6-year-old is going to have a background?
That's a very good point.
You're an idiot.
And the point being that if a 6-year-old were to come into my store after going through the criminal records,
you can stick that background up where the sun don't shine. That's a stupid remark.
No, sir. Your
background is going to show up on a child.
You're the one who said your 6-year-old daughter would walk into my store to buy a gun.
I'm asking you a question. My daughter wouldn't do that. But if a 6-year-old child, some 6-year-old child who's a delinquent, would walk into your store, you would sell them a gun if they had a clean record.
A 6-year-old child coming into my store to buy a gun?
Yeah.
I have to assume the parent wants him to have that gun.
Why do you assume that? You haven't heard of delinquency before?
I can't imagine how a 6-year-old gets the money.
You think when children smoke cigarettes is with their parents' consent?
You're an idiot.
You think when they do drugs at 10 years old, they do drugs with their parents' consent?
I think that a 6-year-old...
You're whacked out, man.
Excuse me, that's illegal to do drugs.
But my point is, it's not with parents' consent.
Why is it your six-year-old...
A kid does not give a damn about what's legal or not.
But you tell me why your 6-year-old daughter wants a gun.
My 6-year-old daughter does not want a gun.
You told me that you
Play back the tape. I said, hypothetically, if a 6-year-old child was to walk into your store, you would sell them a firearm.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
Your response is, with the background check.
In the 15 years that I've been selling weapons, I've never had a 6-year-old child
come into my store. The point is that you would, though.
Okay.
If a 6-year-old walked into your store tomorrow.
Let me ask you a question. If you grew wings tomorrow, what would you do? You going to sit around worrying about that? Let's talk about...
What the hell are you talking about?
Talking about hypotheticals, that's about as likely as you growing wings. A 6-year-old coming into my store to buy...
You can't deal with the facts. You cannot deal with legitimate, genuine questions.
I'm talking about a 6-year-old child coming into my store to buy a gun. It's never happened. All right?
If a child did walk in your store, your response is, yes, you... As long as they had a clean background, you would sell a child a gun.
How's the child getting there?
On her own 2 feet.
Walking all the way downtown to the store, is that it?
Absolutely. Why not? You ever heard of urban kids walking around with nothing to do?
Urban kids walking around with nothing to do?
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know that you're from Fresno, sir, so I don't know what you know
about
that.
I'm not from Fresno. I'm traveling in my car.
I don't know what you know about urban kids.
You can't believe you can't answer my question.
Well, I've already answered your question. I said,
no, you can't.
Background check.
Just like everybody who's called this show, you will not answer the question because you know you're wrong.
The guy's asking you. The guy's asking you straight out. Would you sell a gun to a six-year-old child?
With a background check.
Anything on their background. Come on!
Have you heard about kids getting a hold of guns and killing their brothers and sisters and this sort of thing?
Yeah, because of people like you that would sell them a freaking gun.
If they've got a felony on their record, I cannot sell them that gun in good conscience.
You're telling me that you would trust a child with a gun?
If an 8-year-old shot his brother, I would not sell him a gun.
Well, what if he, so you would sell him the first gun so he can do the first killing, but after that you wouldn't do it.
If he come up, now listen.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
The first time
you'll sell him a gun because he hasn't killed anybody yet.
Are you saying?
Don't give him a gun.
Does he have a clean record?
Yes, of course, because he hasn't murdered his brother yet.
He's what?
He hasn't murdered his brother yet.
And I've got to sell him that gun.
Do you know how absurd that sounds?
I don't know what's absurd about that. I'd sell you a gun if your record come up clean.
I'm unjailed. I'm 36 years old.
You got a clean record?
I have a clean record.
No felonies?
Absolutely not, but that's besides the point. We're talking about a child here.
Well, then why would you deny to a kid what you...
Because my child is not mature enough to understand the danger of a gun or how responsible owning a gun is. It's a toy. I mean, you could take this to the extreme. What if a 2-year-old...
Would you let
a 1-year-old hold a gun?
I'm sure you remember an old TV show called Wonderama.
No, I've never heard of it.
All right, well, they had a line in there that said kids...
I don't care about this stupid show. Do you draw the line anywhere? What about a mentally insane person who's never been convicted of a felony? What about a 1-year-old child?
They got a clean background check?
Yeah, you would. What about a guy walks in the store and says, I'm going to kill somebody, but their background's clean? You would sell them a gun?
It's a clean background?
Yeah, but he says, I'm going to go kill somebody right now.
Well, he might be kidding.
He might be kidding, but it's okay.
All right.
You take that chance, though. That's okay, right?
Sure thing.
Okay, KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Might be fun.
KFI, it's not just a PMS thing. KFI Los Angeles.